Alaska senators have responded to questions on what they knew leading up to President Trump's revocation of former President Obama's order creating the Northern Bering Sea Resilience Area. The order required the federal government to consult with Alaska Native tribes on decisions affecting the Northern Bering Sea and to gather traditional knowledge to inform those decisions regarding the region. Last month, Trump extinguished that order, removing the tribal consultation requirement and opening Arctic waters to offshore oil and gas leasing. The Bering Sea Elders Group, which advocated for the order, says the congressional delegation agreed to notify them if its revocation was being discussed. Group member Charles Degen of Unalakleet says they were never contacted.
It really shows what the government thinks of tribal members that live on the Northern Bering Sea.
He said it really showed us what government thinks of tribal members that live on the Northern Bering Sea. The elders say they held a meeting in each of the Alaska delegation's offices. Senator Dan Sullivan responded Tuesday during public radio's statewide call-in program Talk of Alaska, saying the elders never talked to him about the issue.
It just underscores the fact that we all need to do a better job in terms of stakeholder engagement.
Sullivan says he knew the day before the signing that the Bering Sea would be included in the order. Senator Lisa Murkowski said she found out the day of, and though she says she had agreed to contact the elders group without forewarning of the issue, she didn't follow through.
I think it would have been different if there had been an effort that I had led or been involved with to try to repeal that, but I was not part of that.
Elder Charles Degen says Murkowski still should have contacted them that day.
That's our food resources go through there. We depend on all the fish and game and natural resources that we harvest.
Murkowski says, nevertheless, with the Arctic now open for potential energy leasing, she remains glad to be part of the signing with President Trump. Senator Sullivan and Murkowski both support opening the region to leasing. Sullivan says the element in the Obama executive order he did like was the mechanism for consulting Alaskan Native groups. Murkowski says she was interested in working with tribes to develop legislative or other avenues through the administration to consult and incorporate traditional knowledge into Arctic plans.